always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio. First off, I gotta say Happy New Year to everybody, man. And man, we had a great New Year's Eve event. It was called the New Year's Unity Music Fest. It was out in Lacey, Washington. And tonight, man, we're gonna have an artist that was there. I got to meet him in person, live. We chopped it up, and I was like, bro, I gotta get you on the show. And his name is Legacy Music. We're gonna chop it up with him. We're gonna have him share his testimony. You already know how we do it, man. But hey, matter of fact, you might not know, but we're gonna get into his interview, talk about what he got going on, you know what I'm saying? Even ask him about the New Year's Unity Music Fest, man, and that's really what's up. Today, I was thinking about a topic, man, and actually God woke me up in the middle of my sleep and was like, we're going to talk about bondage, man. And I feel like this is a topic that we need to talk about. What is bondage? How do people become under bondage? And how can they be free? That's the main thing that we need to know. How can we be free from bondage, man? So we're going to get it in. Yada the King Radio. I got a lot of new music, some other music that is still fresh, but we're going to get into it, man. And if you want to send your music, what you need to do is go to music@yadatheking.com. Once again, that's music@yadatheking.com, or visit the website yadatheking.com. Send it in. Hey, man, we had a blast, man. Shout out to Vision Beats, man. We hosted together DJ Pink and your boy Don Christian. Look out for them on podcast coming soon, man. Let's check it out. Yada the King Radio. Lord, I Trust You by the Rich Boys. Here we go. Denzel.
Try a smile, cause I know that you're test of how much you care and you love me. So I stand strong, no regrets, I'm living for you. And I'll show that I trust you, Lord.
You love that I trust you,
Lord.
You love that I trust you, Lord. You love that I trust you,
that I trust you, Lord.
You love that I trust you, Lord.
Wasn't hard, cause you have my heart. You showed me joy that I never knew before. And then you opened up my eyes. Before I was blinded by things, I was blinded by things. You were there from above. You cared with your love. You showed me the way. Yes, you showed me the way. When trials come my way, I lift my head and say, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll trust you. Try to try a smile, cause I know that you're test of how much you care and you love me. So I stand strong, no regrets, I'm living for you. And I'll show that I trust you, Lord. Like trusting you is like the hardest thing that I could bring myself to do. But when I'm going through the storms, I know I'm safest in your arms. And you wouldn't bring me to harm. You said that you'd always keep me in, that you'd never leave me. And I know that your word is all true. So I gotta trust you. Even when it gets real hard, I know that you're in charge. And I gotta trust you. Strong, no regrets, I'm living. against the wall, and I feel like everything is going wrong.
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
And when I get really scared and feel like you aren't there,
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
When I feel like giving up, cause I feel I've had enough,
Lord, I trust you. Yes, I trust you.
And when life hits so hard and makes me feel like I can't go on, on, on,
Lord, I trust you.
Lord, I trust you. Try to try, I smile, cause I know it's a test of how much you care
and you love me.
So it's been strong, no regrets, I'm living for you, and I'm sure that I trust you.
Church boy, so far, filthy,
text. Feet is messed up, world gon' be the death of me. Tryna give a fight, but my strength is nothing left for me. Feeling like a refugee with no mental telepathy. Tryna start a legacy, but ain't gon' be much left to see. But stress and grief gotta get rid of whatever's inside of me. I don't want my child to see the possible demise of me. Speaking fear, something's wrong. Strong is what I gotta be. For my kid, wife alone, holding down the family.
Yo!
Dreams on hold, sacrificing for that goal. No, how to be a real man, I was never shown. So I'ma go with what I know. It's sad to say I do not know much. No more excuse for why I don't. Time that I should grow up. New family, remember they was hating on us. Never thought that we would last, but we are moving forward. No falling short, the door shut. Devil, I want ya. Didn't listen, so I torture. It's over for ya.
Blue sleeves and mind tricks. The world needs a mind fix. Time switching eyelids as high as the sky gets. The sky drips a rain that's violent, lighting. Flames set over the horizon, smiling. Hoping I fail, but I'm climbing the highest mountain. Reach the top and start shouting. Doubting will only get you nowhere, but no fear. We'll have you in the clouds, getting more air, and more air, and more air. Yeah,
I'm in the air on the rock, standing on the ledge. Grabbed by the word, and I'm living on the razor's edge. Sharper than a two-edge sword of the spirit, and Peter Parker skills while I'm flying with the Peter Pan. Bowser try to throw the fire stones, but I got the Fiji. Living water in a cup, green as Luigi. I'm always on the go, James 122. Living out the word, so you seeing this is what we do. And they try to change my style, but I don't conform. Organic flow, so I show you how I'm Jason Bourne. Yeah, I trust Christ all day, cause they lie to try to play us. Wonder why the flow's contagious. Cause we hold it down, and we living in it. And we live for Christ, cause we trusting in him. It's the vine and branch, fruit to bear. It's the fly leaf, floating in the air.
Blue sleeves and mind tricks, the world needs a mind fix. Time switching eyelids as high as the sky gets. The sky drips a rain that's violent, lighting. Flames set over the horizon, smiling. Hoping I fail, but I'm climbing the highest mountain. Reach the top and start shouting. Doubting will only get you nowhere, but no fear. We'll have you in the clouds, getting more air, and more air, and more air. Yeah,
and more air, and more air, and more air. More, and more air, and more air, and more air. Air, and more air, and more air, and more air. More, and more air, and more air. We'll have you screaming. Air, and more air, and more air, and more air.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out.
So go to yacht.com and advertise today.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHartPublishing.com.
Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Yada the King Radio, we back. That was Soul Vocab on the, and the song was called Loose Leaves, man. And we getting it in right here, right now, with the homie that I told you was gonna have on, Legacy Music. Legacy, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, bro. How you doing yourself?
Man, I'm blessed, man. I'm excited that you could take out time to get in. And I heard you just got out of church, man, so that's what's up.
I actually did, man. I run sound in my church. I also sing there, but tonight I was running some sound, doing some audio.
That's what's up, bro. So, man, look, this is how we do it. We like to get the show started, man. Can you give me about a 5-minute version of your testimony, man? How did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Man, you know, I was kind of born and raised in the church. My parents, right now my father's a pastor. You know, my parents are pastors, actually, and I'm serving my church, but it wasn't always like that. I mean, you know, I don't have the golden story, but I say, you know, I grew up in church. I never walked away from Christ, and, you know, everything was just, you know, dandy. But, you know, there were some trials. There were trials and tribulations along the way. And, I mean, I lived in Puerto Rico for 3 years, and now I'm back here. I'm actually in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And, but, you know, it wasn't always easy. It wasn't always easy, you know, walking this walk, because, you know, it's a lonely road sometimes, you know. It's hard sometimes, but it's not difficult to do. I mean, all you got to do is trust God. And it comes to a point in your life where, man, either you're going to believe the Bible or you're not. And I believe it with my whole heart. You know, I believe Jesus went to the cross and died for my sins. You know, I believe all that. And it's amazing when you completely submit yourself to Him and allow Him to take control of your life. Like, it's just a blessing to see what comes forth and the opportunities that come about.
Yeah. Man, that's what's up, man. Was there any instances that you can remember where you were just like, hey, man, I need to really surrender and give my life to Him?
I mean, yeah, at the age of 14, I mean, I pretty much getting arrested and stuff, and actually my pops threw me in the boot camp. So,
wow.
So I went through that, and he actually doesn't even remember. I reminded him about it. He's like, for real? I'm like, you don't remember? Well, I remember. Because, you know, they were teaching me discipline and respect, you know, and it's always the natural and then the spiritual. So I learned that aspect first, and then I applied it to my life when I came into the spiritual with Jesus and everything. And man, yeah, definitely. I was involved in some things I shouldn't have been involved in, but it's all right, because he doesn't judge us. That's what I love about Christ. You know, sometimes people fail and they want to judge and point fingers, but God never does, and that's His job to do so. So I'm just glad that He didn't strike the gavel on me and end my life early to have the opportunity to actually be here with you right now.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. So talk to me, man, since you've been in Christ, what has been the growth process? How have you been able to grow in God? Because I believe that that's very necessary.
Man, I believe the key thing is to literally submerge yourself in Him. I mean, people can go to church here and there. They can go, you know, on Christmas and New Year's and, you know, and then Easter. But when you actually say, you know what, I give my all, because the least we can do is give our all. I mean, He gave His all for us on the cross, and we're not even worthy enough for that, but He had us in mind, so the least we could do is give Him our all. You know, even when it comes down to tithe and offering, being faithful in that, being faithful in the little things, and He'll be faithful in the much, and I completely believe in that with 100%.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, you growing up in, what city did you grow up in, man?
Now, I was born and raised in Milwaukee, the South Side area, which is, you know, majorly, I'm Puerto Rican, so there's a lot of Hispanics in the area. But, I mean, that's the area I was in, and if people know or not, Milwaukee's one of the most segregated cities you could be in. You could literally drive about 10 blocks and you see a whole different culture, a whole different vibe. Yeah. I mean, even from the houses to everything. You can tell when you're in a different area of town right away, whether it be a good place or a bad place, but regardless, you know, I speak as well wherever I go, but it's definitely been not that easy, but, I mean, nothing is easy when it comes to, you know, certain things in life, but all I know is that he's protected me these years, and I want to give him all of this.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So, what about family, bro? What was the family life like, man? You talked about your parents. You got any brothers and sisters, or what's up?
I got one older brother. I have two nieces and nephew. So my brother has two kids. He's married to a Marine, actually. She's a beast, but she's awesome.
Yeah.
Love her. My brother's name is Ruben. He's a junior. My dad's name is Ruben Burgos. I got that family, my mom as well. My mom's whole side of the family is actually all Christian. Literally, I have aunts and uncles all around from Chicago, Florida, everywhere. They all literally have their own churches. So there's many churches in my mom's side of the family. My dad's side are very, like, business-oriented. So I kind of, like, got blended with both families with the business and the music side of it, actually.
Yeah. So talk to me, man, as you're talking about your heritage, the Puerto Rican side of you, just talk to me about growing up being Puerto Rican in Milwaukee, man. What is that like since you said it was so segregated? And do you have connections with other nationalities out there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have everything from Asian, Black, White, Hispanic, Indian. I mean, we have everything here. And it's just amazing to see it, because actually the church I go to, you know, a lot of churches are, like, you know, mainly based on certain races.
Right.
Like, you see, you know, people want to feel like a white church or a Black church or things like that. But I love my church because it's so multicultural.
Yeah.
You have Asians, the Black, the White, everything like that. And it's so dope to see that and just to offer myself to it. But, man, growing up, I mean, it was the same way. Usually, the Hispanics stood together and the Blacks stuck together, the Indians stuck together. It was kind of like that. There were a lot of cliques, but God has put a spirit in me to be able to break through that. And it's pretty awesome to see that, to be able to mingle and dwell with other religions and cultures, but yet still show that love, because, I mean, Jesus loved everyone. So I've been able to do that, and that's what's really, really awesome.
Dope, man. So look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to your first song here on Yada the King Radio, man. And that song is called Thirsty, bro. And you did this at the New Year's Unity Music Fest, man. And I was like, okay, I see what he's doing, man. So talk to me, Thirsty, what are we talking about here?
You know, the way I attack my songs is a little bit different than others. I mean, because, you know, God has given me the opportunity. And, you know, a lot of Christians might agree, and they might not, but that's all right, because God has sent me on a mission. And I have asked to send me to the darkest places possible, even if I'm the only light that shines, but I will stand firm on his word. And he's actually given me the privilege, and I do say privilege, and I really mean that, to minister in bars, to minister in clubs.
Yeah.
And things that they have showcased and things going on, and people are doing their thing. They're talking about drugs, they're talking about alcohol, they're talking about all that stuff. But yet I come, and I disrupt the atmosphere with Christ, and they say, this dude's talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
This dude's talking about Christ, and it's really awesome to hear that. So Thirsty is pretty much based on the living water of God.
Dope.
Living water of God, and how it never runs dry.
That's what it is. So we're getting it in.
Awesome. Yeah.
Go ahead real quick.
Oh, no, I'm just saying we can go right in and wrap that.
All right, yeah, so we hopping it in. Legacy Music, Thirsty, Yada the King Radio. Y'all don't go nowhere. Check it out.
Walk in the building, fresh with my sights on. My team beside me, representing Kingdom Thrones. Maximum capacity, go ahead, pass that glass to me. I'm about to get my drink on. No designated driver needed. No garbage in my system like I'm a vegan. Fill it to the top, then to the last drop. Here's a tip, don't stop. Yeah, let me get that over here. That's nice.
I know you're thirsty. Well, I got something for you. I know you want it. Well, you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough. Fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. Running a little low, give me some more. Living water never runs dry.
My friend and your friend mobbing in the parking lot. This is not a demonstration, I can't hit a roger spot. Committed to my savior, you can say we tied the knot. Let the water flow, make them bottles pop. Everything
everything I believe receives a part of me, and I will never ever let it go. The legacy I wanna let leave. Been a part of me since many years ago.
You know we be rocking. We living water popping.
No matter what you done, say or do, you can be forgiven. You can be forgiven. Jesus is the living water. Now I hope you ain't confused.
Take a shot, take a cup, take a bottle, 'cause I know
you're thirsty. Well, I got something for ya. I know you want it, but you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough. Fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. I'm running a little low, give me some more. Living water never runs dry.
This night is the night that we gon' give a praise. And forgiven to the end of my days. I swear I'm on it,
I'm on it.
You want it,
you want it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it,
you want it,
I'm on it.
Wherever I'm at, his love surrounds me. It reminds me that he's always here. I'm on it, you want it, I'm on it, you want it.
I know you're thirsty. Well, I got something for ya. I know you want it. Well, you better hurry up. I know you can't get enough. Fill my cup, let's have fun tonight. I'm running a little low, give me some more. Living water never runs dry.
Yeah, that's my debut. When I get to the stage, they may say who? 'Cause they don't know me. Nah, I never knew me. 'Cause I'm a newbie. Call me the new king. I ain't got to change in the Maybach that they got. Long as I'm close to the sun, I'ma stay hot. Got your boy feeling unafraid to fail. And you gotta take risks when you blaze a trail. Give me rest for the journey. My flesh on the gurney. I'm a dead man, I care less if you hurt me. Long as you in him, you waited on a word. I passed this test 'cause he graded on the curve, yeah. And now we fighting, we pushing to bring change like what's underneath your seat cushions. I hope you feeling the kid. We can all get the gold if we willing to dig.
If you see my head down, I'm making up a rock. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up to grind and I do it for the Christ. If you see my head now, I'm making up a rock. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up to grind and I do it for the Christ.
Mama said I got a heart of gold, I wanna share it with you. I really wanna trace Christ and share the picture. It's a snapshot, put it in the frame, homie. I'm about to backdrop 'cause I prefer if they ain't know me. I pray that when I leave the stage, all they know is him. I'm headed for the exit 'cause I'm going in, yeah. I think it's time we should attack now. Never left my back now, never will I back down. While in the midst of the so-called real spitters, I got one foot up in the door, they gotta deal with this. I'm not sick, yet I'm still ill. Enough to rip it off the hinge and then get a couple spins. For the Most High who makes the whole world turn. This is progress, moving forward, learn. About the scripture that says greater is he. So you know it's something greater in Pete than just me.
If you see my head down, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ. If you see my head now, I'm making up a rhyme. The end is real near, so I'm making up for time. I'm making up the lines, I do it on the mic. I'm waking up the grind and I do it for the Christ.
You did? You did?
Right there, that was Pioneer. The song is called Head Nod. You tuned in to Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. I'm with Legacy Music, all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And I do got to say this. At the joint, at the New Year's Unity Music Fest, we was chopping it up. He told me earlier that he wasn't a Packers cheesehead. He wasn't a cheesehead. You know what I'm saying? But when I was like, who's going for the Pack? He still is a Packers fan. So, but he's just not a diehard.
Yeah,
he still had
a... How could I not represent? You know, I was the only one there from my hometown, from my state. I had to represent somehow, some way.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And shout out to the Seahawks. I do. believe we got
it. Go ahead. They're doing their thing.
Yeah. We got a shot this year, man. So that's what's up. But man, let's talk about you, man, getting involved in music, bro. I know. When did you start doing your music, man?
I've been writing myself since 2004. I started right out of high school, the thing is that my mom actually used to be in a band, and a Christian band, and my dad used to help manage it. And actually, all the band members are now at my church, so my mom's a pastor, and all the other pastors as well. They all used to sing in the same band. It used to be called Charisma. So the thing is that at the age of like 4 or 5, I used to be rocking on drums and playing around. So actually, music's always been around my life, and it's been an opportunity. And, you know, when I wanted to write music and get involved in that, you know, I didn't know you could do hip-hop for Christ. It wasn't around, really, until I heard, like, T-Bone. And I was like, what? You can actually do music for Jesus?
Yeah.
So I kind of stepped into it. And actually, T-Bone knows. He actually came to my church before, and I told him, I'm like, you know, you're doing music to glorify God, and you actually helped launch, quote-unquote, my career.
Yeah.
And I thank you for sowing those seeds from back then. So we established a relationship, and he keeps up tabs on me and everything like that. But it's been going really cool, and ever since then, I stood on it. You know, I literally tried to write a worldly song when I started, but I'm like, you know what? This isn't for me.
Yeah.
It sounds like... First of all, it sounded like garbage coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
It didn't sound good at all. But then when I started applying the word that has been sown into my life since I was a child, like I say, you know, train a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. So when I was actually stepping into my ministry, the seed that my parents have been sowing in me and pastors and everything took effect, and it grew roots, and it just dug deep in me, and I couldn't depart from it, not even if I tried. And pretty much God marked me for life, bro, and I couldn't get away if I tried.
Right. No, that's what's up, man. So talk about the straight out of high school. I'm pretty sure you had high school friends that heard your music. When you first started, what was their thoughts, man? I mean, and were some of these saved, unsaved? What were their thoughts, though?
I think, honestly, the relationship I established in high school when I pretty much came around as that cool kid. I never got involved in drugs like that or anything like that, but I came across really, you know, positive to them. I even always invited them to church, but I guess the way I did it, I didn't shove Jesus down their throat. I mean, Jesus never did that, so why should I be the one to, you know, sound like I'm judging them or anything? But I would invite them, and they're like, oh, no, it's okay. I'm like, all right, that's fine, that's okay, but just so you know, it's always here. But now, years down the line, you know, now that I see how they're doing, and a lot of them, you know, they have children out of wedlock, a lot of them are in jail, and now they're looking to me for advice. And, you know, to hear calls from jail, to hear people that are going through things, and yet I get, you know, the opportunity to speak life into them now, I don't see it as a lost cause. I see it as an opportunity regardless, because, you know what, I sowed that seed. Same thing my parents did to me where I'm at right now, and now I can help them out. And that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, man. What is, I like to ask this question a lot with just artists, man. What makes your music different, man? What would you say that would describe your music that maybe everybody else doesn't have, or is just a different lane that everybody else is traveling? What would you say Legacy's music should sound like?
I believe my music, a lot of things, even on radio, you know, they say, what's your target market? Like, who are you going for? Like, is it for the youth?
Yeah.
Is it for whoever? Is it for the white? For the black people? Like, whatever, Hispanics. I believe my target market has been everyone. Mm-hmm. And from old people to 80 years old, I've heard them say my music's really good and awesome. You like to hear it from little kids that are 2 years old. My nephew was 6 months old, rocking his head to it. Like I said, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of cool to see that. But the thing is that another thing is I don't like to shove Jesus in anybody's ears or down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a choice. I believe it's a choice in life, and that's what he says in the Bible. It's a choice. So if I can just show them what heaven is like, then that's where I want to take them. If I can show them heaven's a party when someone gives their heart to Christ, then let's show them that heaven's a party. I want to show you how it is to be a Christian and not, you know, the other aspect and judge them. I believe that is probably much the difference. And honestly, it's just, you know, it's bringing a message, but just the beat is catching.
Yeah.
And I can thank my best friends and our producers for that one.
All right, man. Since you gonna say best friend producers, you gotta who else do you work with, man? You told me when you was out here that you had a squad, man. You gotta shout out the squad and how they help, how you guys sharpen each other, man, in the craft that you guys are presenting.
Me and my boy Austin, he's like my brother. He started when I started going from using Fruity Loops on a broke down computer, and now he graduated from college as a producer. And also a friend of mine, another friend of mine that's on my squad, his name is James Jackson. He's another guy that's a awesome producer. He's been in beat battles and he kicks butt. I mean, he's awesome. God has his hand upon him. I have a DJ, DJ Manny. He's awesome, 17-year veteran DJ. He's DJed everywhere. He's opened up for big artists as well. I have a bass player. His name is Avi Lopez. He's played with a lot of bands around the U.S. And he's almost 15 years plus. He's been doing it his whole life. I have a guitarist. His name is Stefan Santiago that actually plays, and I believe it's with Marvin Sapp. And he's traveled with him. He actually traveled with him to Africa about a month ago and played for 500,000 people. So he's an awesome guy. Great men of God that just, you know, they're sold out. And
Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin, and now he's in Tennessee. He's actually a very good friend of mine as well. I knew him before he got signed to Goatee Records, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And he's an awesome dude. You got to check him out. B-Rest is pretty good. Are you familiar with him at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually interviewed him when they came out here for the Misfit Tour. So, yeah, we definitely...
Oh, man.
Dude's talented, yeah. Bro. Spitter, singer, producer. Yeah, he get it in.
He's a very animated dude, and his hair is dope.
Yeah. Speaking of hair, man, I didn't know you had long hair, bro, until you pulled off the hat. I thought you had a shortcut, man. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, man, you know, we just getting to know different cats, man, from different areas. And also, man, different backgrounds, bro. So that's what's up. Talk to me real quick, man, about the latest album that you got out, man, that people need to go pick up right now.
The latest album is called Catch Me If You Can. It's literally the aspect of we all have a purpose and destiny in life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be opposing forces that are going to try to stop us. But what you have to say, not taunting, but in confidence, saying, you know, I'm going to fulfill my mission regardless of what the enemy has to say. So catch me if you can. And the title track is actually featuring Jamal Rogers, that was just on The Voice. He was on American Idol as well, which is another close friend of mine. The title track, Catch Me If You Can, is actually featuring him. Mm. But and man, it's an album that it's not just music. You know, a lot of people just do music for fun, but it's a passion. It's life for me. That's what I take it on as, because you know, Christ gave his life, I'm going to give my life to him. So everything I do, every lyric that's written, every snare that's hit, is bringing that force and that glory of the Lord. Because, you know, when they went to war back in Bible times, they said first was praise and worship. So I know I'm going to war every time I create something for him.
Yeah, I like that idea and mindset, man. Let's go to your next song, man. Make a Change. Talk to me about this one right here.
Man, Make a Change is anything and everything that has to do with bringing a positive message to the community. That's literally a prayer in song format. I mean, that's my heart right there. It's making a difference in our city, in our nation, and all across the world. And it's in that, definitely in my heart. That's my heart right there. I love that song. I brought tears to my eyes when I actually wrote it.
Yeah.
And that's my heart right there. I love that song.
Man, it's a real song. Talk to me, though, man. Since you said it brought tears to your eyes, give me a testimony about what somebody has said about this song right here.
About that song, the testimonies I've heard of that song is, you know, it's pretty much other than it touched people's lives, but it actually, you know, it speaks to them.
Yeah.
You know, and to say, like, you know, it makes them think twice about what they're going to do, possibly the next step, you know, even talking to the children. They might not have tomorrow. We're not even promised today. We're not promised another hour.
Right.
I mean, it's the aspect of pretty much saying, you know, anything you do, make a change for the positive aspect. Make a change where if something were to happen, you won't leave with any regret.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much saving people from hell, man.
All right, let's hop into it. Legacy, great. Make a Change on Yada the King Radio.
change. I wanna be the one that shines the light your way. Break down the walls that block your way. Show you that you're much more than you know. Can I get you to land in here? Show you that anything is possible. You can make it past any obstacle. Rise up now.
I hear the sirens of the voices crying out. I'm not a superhero, but there's a fire and I'm pulling you out. Man of my word, I will never back down. Visions in the atmosphere, grab one, reach out. Push harder than before. It's time to even up the scope. Life's been beating you down, leaving marks on the flow. Pick yourself up, you are not an accident. Bask in the ambience. Heaven sent, new life, born again, capital S, S, spear man, marking my territory, conquering, life changing music, you can call it contraband, bootlegging knowledge, understanding, rapping you in principalities that cause you to access and seize every opportunity that you see, moving forward gradually, love for you is what I got, it's cause we family, let's go!
I wanna make a change. I wanna be the one that shines the light your way. Break down the walls that block your way. Show you that you're much more than you know. Can I get you to land in here? Show you that anything is possible. You can make it past any obstacle. Rise up now.
Light of this world, I'm a solar power battery, infinite incubation containing this perfect peace.
I finally found my way.
For once Google didn't have the answer, it was Yahweh. On your darkest days alone, feeling down and out, where everything is falling apart, your whole world crumbling down. But there's a way that's made for you and I'm revealing it now. Open up your mouth and we gon' shout it out loud.
You're looking for me, you know where I'm gonna be. Time will only tell what you gon' see. It's here, finally. Cause I've been waiting for too long. I wanna make a change. I wanna be the one that shines the light your way. Break down the walls that block your way. Show you that you're much more than you know. Can I get you to land in here? Show you that anything is possible. You can make it past any obstacle. Rise up now.
Man, I can't tell the difference. I'm so focused on my mission. You catch me in the kitchen, I'm whipping up a vision. And if you think I'm tripping, I'll forgive you in a minute. Distractions can forget it. The moment that I finish, I promise I'ma share the recipe and do the dishes. They calling me to kick it, but homie, I ain't with it. Cause wasting any time only go against the premise. Since we ain't playing tennis, that racket get diminished. The only thing in mind, man, I'm infinite, my purpose and my witness. No drama and no comma, boy. Running like a sentence every.
Cause this is all I know. Man, 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 this is all I know. That's why I go to war. Cause this is all I know. Man, 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 this is all I know.
I can't do this off my key. Let my song align with yours. Walk with God, stay on my feet. Spit my lines, get on my beat. Open my eyes, I won't be sleep. Gotta go to war if I wanna live free. Living that lie, it won't be me. Later my mind, I gotta be a G. All that means is about to the three. Battle for the M-I-N-D. Enemy, I target me. Walk with God, so awkwardly. It's not my neck to the cross my T. And got my eye and live my dream. I'd rather choose death and live obscene. It's all I know, it's all I need. To please my flesh, it's how I breathe. Ignore my soul and watch him grieve. I worship lust and glorify things. I love my sin, it's my disease. It's all I know, it's all I need. I'm wrapped in lies, I watch him bleed. I write my plans, create my scheme. You tell me truth, get off my team. This is my life, I watch him bleed. Murder myself, my soul I feed. Close that book, get off my knees. How to love me, it's all I see. How to love me and watch him bleed. I cut this beat, I felt so free. I'm never gonna stop going at the enemy. Cause this is war.
Cause this is all I know. Man, this is this is all I know. You have no problem. This is all I know. Chasing that thing down every day. Reading, praying, believing, walking, teaching, chasing, relentless, every day.
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. And more. At
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
Hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, right there, that song is called War Cry by the homie Victory. It actually went in with what Legacy Music said, man. Every time he's making a song, it's just like worshipers, man. It's going to war. We're going to war. So that's what's up. Legacy Music with me, man. We chopping it up, bro. And, man, we get it in. I didn't ask this earlier, man, but talk to me about some of the different areas of ministry that you serve in again. And why do you feel like, you know what I'm saying, those are even important to do in your life?
Man, at first when I got to my church, bro, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So at first I was with the mentality, you know, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to wait for God to call me to something. You know what? Sometimes we're not supposed to wait. Mm-hmm. If there's a gap that needs to be filled, you step in that gap and you fill it until God tells you to move somewhere else. So I used to take care of infants and the children's ministry at my church, not knowing I was supposed to do that, but I was like, you know what? They need help. I'm going to help them out. That's it. The next thing I stepped into was ushering at my church, so helping out, taking offering and everything like that. And I was like, Lord, you need me here? That's where I'm at. Until about 6 years ago, I stepped into praise and worship. And that's where it pretty much took me, man. And from then on, I just moved forward, and then I learned how to run sound systems and rearrange speakers, run cables, redo cables, make them from scratch, and things like that. And pretty much it applied to my ministry now, where it came together. And it meshed so well. And it's just an honor and privilege to even serve in the ministry and, you know, and just take charge with it.
Man, that's what's up, man. So I would say this, like I said earlier, when he was out here, man, just chopping it up with him, you see that he's a servant. And I would say, man, learn from him, man. If there is a gap that you see, and I'll tell you this, every part of ministry that you might be a part of is not going to be something that you love. Sometimes it's serving. Sometimes cleaning up is not something that everybody loves. But hey, somebody has to clean a church, you know. Or I mean, just find out what you can do, man, to help the local body of Christ and get plugged into a local body. But look, let's do this, man. I can go in on that for a minute. But we're going to talk about bondage, man. Like I said, God woke me up in the middle of the night. was talking about bondage and also talking about freedom. And when we think bondage, what's the first thing that comes to you when you hear the word bondage?
To me, I believe bondage is just a never-ending cycle of mentality that they're battling within themselves, that they, one, maybe not know how to break, or they do, and they just don't want to because it feels good in the position that they might be in.
Hmm. Say that again, bro. That was pretty good.
Man, I believe either they don't know how to get out of it, or they actually literally enjoy it.
Hmm. Man, so look, talk to me real quick, man. Israelites in bondage in Egypt, some of them wanted the bondage, just like you said. You just said with the definition that some people like it. Talk to me about, we're going to go into the scriptures right now. Bondage in the Israelites, what was going on right there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I thought you were going to read the scripture. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. What was going on right there in that whole context?
I believe, even somewhere where the Bible says, sin is like going back to your own vomit, but people still do it.
Yeah.
You know, they literally lock themselves up, and it's by choice, because everything is a choice. You can choose to forgive someone, or you can choose not to forgive someone. And as easy it is to hold on to it, it's as easy as to release it. But we make it more complex. We overthink things. We try to make it bigger than it really is, when really we could say, you know what? This person did me wrong. I'm going to let it go.
Mm.
You know, you're saying you're releasing. You're literally saying, when you don't forgive someone, you're saying, I give you permission to rule my life.
Wow.
When you forgive someone, you're literally saying, I release you,
mm-hmm.
and I forgive you, and that's it. But you have to really mean it when you say it,
right?
Because you could. Words are nothing but a whisper. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but when the actions come forth, then you got business. Then God's like, okay, they're actually putting the left foot and the right foot forward and trying to make a difference. Let me bless them. Let me show them the way. Let me show them how to forgive, because if Jesus didn't forgive on the cross, he didn't have to go. He didn't have to go to the cross at all. He could have said, okay, I summon all these angels to take these people out, and that's it. But he actually went for us. Imagine if Jesus didn't forgive anybody, or he held that, he held on to his own bondage.
Yeah.
And created his own sin for himself. And he wouldn't be here right now.
That's right. So talking about bondage, I'm going to ask you this. What keeps us in bondage?
I believe what keeps us in bondage is just holding on to, and I believe, and I don't know why I keep going back to unforgiveness, but a lot of things have to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're literally locking yourself up when you don't forgive someone. I mean, you're chaining yourself up. I believe that's the biggest bondage that people have difficulty with.
Right. With that said, do you think that bondage is something that we can control? I mean, I believe you said that already, but speak on that. Do you think we could control the bondage that we're in, or is that the thoughts that some people have that, hey, I can control the bondage and I can deal with it? Or what do you think about that?
I believe literally we can control the bondage. And that's this life right now. I mean, in the afterlife, and let's say people, hell is a real place. And some pastors are afraid to talk about it, but I'm not, because it's a real place, and I don't want to see anybody go there. But the people that are there, they're in bondage without choice. They have no choice whatsoever. They're in bondage for the rest of their life. Here, we have the opportunity to be in or not. And I choose not to, of course, but the thing is that I understand the almighty love that Christ gives me and the love that he showed me on the cross. And since I understand that agape love, the love that doesn't say I love you it says I love you regardless of whatever I do, that's the love I have to show for it. So no matter if I want to, bondage myself up in hate or bondage myself up in unforgiveness,
I have to release that because I know better and I'm the example. I mean, because God put me on this pedestal, this pulpit, to preach your word. If I'm not living that word, then I'm out of order.
Yeah. No, that's good right there, man. So bondage definitely is something that we can get free of. I'm even going to say this on the flip side. People that think they can control bondage, if they can control it, a lot of times, I don't really think that, in my opinion, when you think of bondage in a literal thing, nobody says, I want shackles around me. Or in their right mind, they don't say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
So I feel like a lot of times the enemy brings things in our lives, or we, as the Bible says, we tempted by our own evil desires, fall into bondage. There may be areas of bondage that we cannot deliver ourselves from. What do you have to say about that?
I believe there's ultimate bondages. The only question, deliver us.
Right, right.
But that's literally what we have to give them permission to. I mean, because we can hold on to it, but there's some things that literally, I mean, there's a bondage of sickness. There's incurable diseases that some medical doesn't even know how to get out of us yet. And literally you have to say, Lord, I give this to you. Because if you only trust in doctors, I mean, they're not perfect people. People are people. But the doctor's report is one thing, but you believe in God's report. And literally you say, Lord, I release this to you. Or do you hold on to the sickness? Do you wear yourself down? And then ultimately you could possibly die.
Right. So, no, that's what's up, man. So, with that being said, let's say somebody right now is in bondage. They're dealing with a whole bunch of things that don't know how to get out of it. How would you explain to them to give it to Jesus and get free from the bondage that they're in right now?
I would ask them first to open their heart and receive it. Because one thing is that, you know, we can pray for someone, but if their heart isn't open to receive it, it's just a seed, but the ground has to be broken.
Yeah.
So first of all, I would seek that they could soften their hearts and open up. The thing is that some people are not ready for that. We can't blame them. We can't judge them. We can just sow the seeds for it. And I know people like that. I have very close friends that literally have want nothing to do with Christ. And it's hard to see that and hear that. All I can do is pray.
Yeah.
But when someone is open to that, I can literally say, you know, there's a person that came, God's son, Jesus, that died for us. He gave his all for us, for you specifically. He knew you before you were born. You know, he knows the things that happen. The things that, you know, sometimes they yell and scream, God, where are you, during a trial and a test. But people forget that teachers are silent during the test.
Yeah.
So he might not seem like he's around, but he's always there. He's omnipresent. The devil is not omnipresent. So that means he's not all around all the time, but God is.
Yeah.
God knows you. He's all seeing. Even though the people want to fight it, I know even atheists, I've seen and heard them, you know, say that I don't believe in God. And yet 3 years later, I know now the believers in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, people can try to fight it all they want, but God's going to always be there. And I believe, and I would speak over them that, you know, that God would visit them, give them a revelation, give them a fresh dose of him. And, you know, see his heart. And pretty much
see him
and open their heart to
him. That's what's up, man. So if you're dealing with bondage, that's what you need to do. Open your heart to God and ask him, man, take this from me. The Bible says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He can remove anything that you're dealing with. Believe. Just really believe. And don't even be concerned with the things that are around you, what's going on, stuff that you can't understand. Give it to God, man, and there's freedom, man. I'm going to talk about freedom a little bit later from bondage and all of the... I'm going to get on the topic of the day. You know how we do. Yada the King Radio, that's what's up. We got legacy music. We're going to go to your last song, man, that we're going to spin today, and that is My World. Talk to me about this song right here. This is another one that you did out here.
Yeah, man, another one I did out there. It's one of my favorite ones. It's kind of like a new style of stuff to get into, but the same word of God. Same message, different message. And bringing that word. And I mean, it's pretty much saying, you know, welcome to my world. The world where everything is optimistic. A world where when you wake up in the morning, you make the decision that no matter what happens, you're going to enjoy the day. You don't care if you get a surprise bill in the mail. You lose your job. It don't matter. God has something for you. I mean, as long as it's not your fault on purpose. But I'm saying, like, you know, when things come your way, you approach it with a God mindset. You approach it with Jesus in mind, saying, you know what? Whatever happens, God is going to take care of me. And I'm going to smile in the face of adversity and speak life regardless of what happens.
That's what's up, man. So let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio. You know what's up.
To my world, can I get your ticket, please? I ain't got one, that's alright, follow me. VIP, unlimited access. Gone, get this party started, gone, get to clapping. Flow starts to pack in, loving this life we live in. Turn up the music, put them up. Everywhere there's bright lights. Put that living water in my cup. All day, every day, I get it in any way. I like it on time. This is where I stay. Welcome to my world. All day, hey day, I get it in any way. I like it on top. Yeah, this is where I stay. Welcome to my world. Feeling so lovely, walking like giants. Check my ID, offspring of greatness. Feeling so high. Weightless, chillin' with my people. Fellowship, all we do is elevate. Everything else is irrelevant. Breaking down bars, releasing your mind from imprisonment. Who are you? Who cares? Now let me see you put your hands in the air. Tonight it's on, we ain't going home. DJ, turn it up, this is my song. On the inside out, I'ma open my mind. Praise in my system if you didn't know what you know now. Hey, day, I get it in. This is where I stay. Where I welcome stay. To my world. To my world. All day, hey day, I get it in any way. I like it on top. Yeah. This is where I stay. Welcome to my world. To my world. I got life, learned lessons as I count my blessings. I should have been dead, but I'm living like a legend. I got life, learned lessons as I count my blessings. I should have been dead, but I'm living like a legend. I got life, learned lessons as I count my blessings. I should have been dead, but I'm living like a legend. I got life, learn lessons as I count my blessings. I should have been dead, but I'm living like a legend. All day, hey day, I get it in any way. I like it on top, this is where I stay. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
I'm a man, so I feel the need to give me a bad señorita. Oh, you know my life was over. That's until I met Jehovah. Eternal fiesta when I go take my last siesta. And I know that my life was messed up, but Jesus took my rags and he made me dress up. No more of that old man here. Bye bye to that old man's fears. When you see me crying, just know these are joyful
and
tears.
Every time I think of your mercy.
looking for Big Booty Judy.
Oh, you know my life was over. That's until I met Jehovah.
I could have been dead in my grave, living ahead of my grace, seeing the signs every day, but I was too stuck in my way. No more of that old man here, my ride to that old man's fears. When you see me crying, just know these are joyful
and
tears.
Every time I think of your mercy,
the homie G Status, Unusual Praise. Man, you got a gift, man. You got talents. Like I said when I was at the New Year's Unity Music Fest, you got gifts, man, that God wants you to use. You got to use them joints because somebody's waiting for that, man. And Legacy Music, he's not waiting on his gifts. He's using them. And that's what's up. Hey, talk to me once again. The name of the project, how people can go get it, where it's at, et cetera. Let me know.
Definitely. The project name is Catch Me If You Can, and it's featuring Jamal Rogers from The Voice, my boy right there. And they can go to www.legacymusic, and that's music with a K, MUSIK.com. And that's the website. You can go and look at the pictures, look at the videos, check out what's up, go to the contact page, email me, hit me up. But also the album is available on iTunes and Amazon, other sites as well, but that's the two main ones. And you can get that instantly, bam, straight to your computer. If you want the actual CD, go to cdbaby.com and look up Legacy Music. Catch it if you can. You can get that too. We can mail that to you. And definitely, it's available for you and to all your friends.
That's what's up, man. So he got the album. That album came out. What's next for you, bro? What's popping next?
I'm currently working on a new project. I was actually writing for it today. Two songs are down, working on the third one and the fourth one on the way. About a couple weeks, the beat will be done. And it's actually going to be called, and you're the first one that knows this, I'm giving you an exclusive right now, it's called The Silver Lining.
The Silver Lining. And, talk to me about that.
The Silver Lining is that break in the sky when there's dark clouds, storm, and that sun break that comes.
Yeah.
That's that silver lining, that's that sign of hope in the most tragic part of a storm.
So where can they expect that project, man? When can they expect the follow-up?
Man, I want to shoot for early summer, but I really want to shoot earlier than that.
Yeah.
So I want to shoot earlier than that. I want to maybe shoot for spring. That's my goal. That's my heart. And as long as God wants it to happen too, that's what will happen. Because I will not rush a project if God doesn't want me to do it just yet. I won't do that.
So we still waiting on the date, but be on the lookout. How can they hit you Facebook and Twitter, man?
Man, they can go to the website, or they can go straight up to any of those sites and look up Legacy Music, number music, MUSIK with a K, and they can find me. So on Twitter, Legacy_Music, or Facebook, Legacy Music. I mean, they can go anywhere. You can Google it and find me very easily, too.
Yeah, any shout-outs you want to give, man?
What's up?
I said any shout-outs that you want to shout-out any people?
Man. Definitely. I mean, definitely my producers and all my bandmates. I mean, my girlfriend, my family, my brother, all of them, my pastors, Pastor Jeff and Robin Pruitt. There's an endless list, and I probably think of all your time doing it. But I just want to thank everyone that supported me along the way.
Yeah.
I mean, God bless you guys, and let the windows of heaven open above your lives.
Dope. Any last words from you for this part of the interview?
Now, I would like to say, people want to make New Year's resolutions. everybody wants to make a New Year's resolution, and we already stepped into it. All I know is that if people are not going to take the effort, invest, and the time, and to change some ways and change some things, they're not going to experience it. So I urge them to step out of the box, out of the comfort zone, and step forward into whatever they're believing for to come to pass. Because we know that, you know, if you pray for something, like you say you're praying for a bill, saying, Lord, take care of this bill, but then you come back and say, man, I hope the bill's going to be taken care of. You just cancel out your prayer. And the Bible says, a double-minded man will not receive anything. Don't let him think he'll receive not one thing.
Yeah.
So I urge you just to be faithful in the little, faithful in the much, and believe with your whole heart that God can come through for you, because he did for me. He does for my guy right on the radio right now. You know, D.C. and the W.A.
That's right.
he does it for him. He could do it for you, too.
Amen.
So I encourage you.
Well, actually, I'm going to ask a couple more questions, bro. I'm going to do a fun fact right here. You got to let me know, in Wisconsin, like,
yes,
in the body of Christ, name some of the hot MCs out there, man, and that we need to go check out.
Man, you got a boy, Kalen Jackson. You got DH. Also, you actually got my partner. His name is L.A. He's a little angel. Well, he's a monster. He's on my squad, actually. He's on my team.
Yeah.
And you'll be hearing from him very soon.
Okay.
So look out for him. Man, you have E-Cross.
Mm-hmm.
You have... man, you call me off guard, bro. Hold on, I gotta think.
It's all good.
You got Corey and Arnold Surfax, which they're Lyrical Sanctuary out here. I can get you all this information, man. Definitely, you can. And I'll be thinking about it, and I'm going to send you everything, too, so you can look them up. Because you got some dope artists out here, man, and great guys. You have Day-Day, Pastor Day-Day, Daytona. He's an awesome dude, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different artists out here, actually, man. Really good guys. And, I mean, they might be underground, but they're hitting hard with that word of God, man.
So let me ask you this. Is the main... Since I haven't been to Wisconsin, I think you and Eric Cross are probably... Well, I know K-9 is originally from Wisconsin. You said earlier, Be Right is originally from Wisconsin. So what's the sound like out there? Do you guys have your own distinct sound, or is this something that, you know, it's almost like a gumbo?
Yeah, it is a gumbo. I mean, because the thing is that, like I said, Milwaukee is very segregated, but of course the body of Christ unites. But if you grow up in a certain part of town, I believe you have that kind of sound. I mean,
yeah.
Of course, it's whoever you're listening to growing up as well that kind of influences you and impacts you to do that as well. But, I mean, it's very different. Like, you have your metaphorical people, you have your lyricists, you have your song, like, very, very song singing writers, you have your hardcore rappers. I mean, it's everything. It's a very good mixture, and it's not the same as everything else up there. You have a lot of carbon copy Christians here, and that's what's awesome to see.
That's what's up, man. So, look. This is what we're going to do, man. We got it in with the homie Legacy Music, man. Y'all support him. Go pick up his project, Catch Me, if you can. And, man, you definitely will not be disappointed, man. High energy, bro. How'd you get all that energy, man? You was real chill before you got on the stage. And then I was like, dang, okay, he brought a lot of energy, man, to the New Year's Unity Music Fest.
You know, man, I don't know. I guess it's the beast within. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, man, it's God, man, igniting that fire, bro. Igniting that fire, and, just, you know, when it comes to the stage, I understand that's my pulpit. I understand that's my, that's what God gave me. And he gave his all. I'm going to give my all whenever it comes to my ministry. It's going to be high impact. It's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the thing is that I don't want to just provide music. I want to provide an experience. An experience with Christ through my music.
Yeah. I like that right there, man. So look, with that being said, let's get into this next joint. Gideon's Army, Jesus Peace. We're going to get into a triple play on Yada the King. I ain't did that. This is the first of the year, triple play on Yada the King, man. And I'll let you know what those tracks were. Let's get it.
T.T. Hattie on the trail. Still got my Jesus piece hanging. All up in your club, throw it up like we banging. Slanging that rock, but it ain't nothing like it. Thank you. Came to get them ready. For them choppers, go bro, bro, and leave them stacked.
I still got my Jesus piece hanging. I still got my Jesus piece hanging. I still got my Jesus piece.
sitting on this order of a rebel. No rehab, I overdose on nothing but kingdom business. All up, I got the father, but the fact that my neck is dripping in diamonds, these Christians bother. I'm like, hey, why ain't that? Can't give me one scripture to show me I violate my dad. Cause all I need is one verse. Until then, check your behavior. But you can't get past my diamonds, these sinners just see the savior. Yeah, we gon' shut it down. We don't care if they don't like it. We gon' see it how he give it. And rep them just how we like it. And we damn not touch his glory. It's all about Jesus reigning. Like a game banger, rebel with his flag. I got my Jesus peace.
Hanging, I'm hanging.
I still got my Jesus peace.
Hanging, I still got my peace. Jesus peace, hanging, I still got my Jesus peace, hanging.
I ain't tripping, I ain't Kanye West, but I bet you my Jesus Christ, he gon' walk with me. All of my people be getting money illegal, but all my chances, my brothers are getting awfully. You might be freshman, we varsity. I'ma get charged with grand larceny. Be like, man, I come willing to die for Jesus, just making it super easy to take over your property. Hey, check out my Jesus peace. You ain't even really gotta notice me. I be on my Kevin Beckett, invisible, individual, spiritual hollow, man, that's why these rappers ain't seeing me. Blowing up like TNT, we been waiting like DMV. Music Factory on CNC. Do you really want a revolution? I don't think they follow with me. I don't even think you know who this be with another club banger. They all fall down, they call me the king of Jenga. Give me my crown, you rappers got sticky fingers. So we're willing to die for this anger.
Yeah.
Set the plaques on the wall. I don't see nothing but the plaques on the wall. GA don't play, we gon' ball till we fall.
Just like a boss.
My chain is amazing, but the meaning's greater. Let the chain hang if you're repping the same.
Okay, I still got my Jesus piece hang around my neck. This one goes out to your labels, and I mean all disrespect. But oh no, no, we won't cross over, and no, no, we won't sell out. Industry, this ministry, cause preaching Jesus what we about. Telling us that we belong out there with T.I.'s and Wayne's though. Talking money at us, hope we hop the pouch like Kango. We dodging at Durango, see your tricks like they gon' tango. And we gon' hit B.E.T., bet our message stay the same though. When you see the king of jewels on me, that's hanging from my jewelry. More than just a charm, but I was charmed how he was slew for me. So I'ma go harder than I ever gone before. Got my Jesus
peace
hanging, let's go.
Still got my Jesus peace hanging all up in the club, threw it up
in your club.
Slanging that rock, but it ain't nothing like you take it.
We came to get them ready for the choppers, go and leave them sank. I still got my Jesus peace hanging. I still got my
splendor. Lord, you're sweet in my life. Jesus, you are my splendor. You're
you're so good to me. Yeah. Died just to save my soul. Call me the alphabet. I will never let you go. Cause when I don't think, and when I think too much, and when I act senseless, when I'm out of touch, please help me, Father. I can't live without you. I have to be closer. I promise I won't denounce you. Greater manifestation. Lord, you are my peace. For you, there's no replacement. No Keanu Reeves. Lord, you wash me clean. Through you, I'm redeemed. That's why I need your presence. No Christmas tree. If you thirst, well, Lord, here's drink. I pray that my worship quenches it today. I pray that it's the sweet sound, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Wear your crown as you are holy.
Get it at. Yo, stay focused, remain humble. Take what life hands you, make gumbo. Save your bullets and never be gung-ho. And pace yourself, sometimes you gotta run slow. But I swear, what I've been cooking up, about to have the whole world looking up. I'm like Dion, they shooking up, but hold on, they ain't shook enough.
He took the cup that I took and stuff. I was guilty like I took the stuff. He was marked up for my fault, yeah. I put that on my doctor.
Hold on, I ain't got no kids, but it's clear some of y'all I'm sending. Looking around at y'all in my lane, but the same race we ain't running. I'm AC, I'm cooling. Hell is hot and I'm pulling. That gun in world, she at my neck. She looking at me and she drooling.
So they ask me what I'm working on. I tell them play the beat and then I go and get my merkin on. The game is full of clowns. I look around, I guess the circus home. Them giants come around, I cut them down, I get my surgeon on.
Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me. Word all over me, word all over, word all over me.
Okay, I'm on it every day, every day. Okay, I'm on it every day. Word all over me, okay. I'm in it every day, yeah. Man, I hope I'm ready, cause I know we on his way. Word all over me.
I'm AC, I'm coolin'. Hell is hot and I'm pulling. That girl ain't real, she at my neck. She looking at me and she drooling. But no, no, major fail. Me and her, that's a major L. I'm on salt, she on snail. Them two don't mix that well. Call this here my locust flow. This ain't even my dopest flow. This ain't even my focus flow. No wonder what they hopeless for. They liars, Pinocchios. God is good and I overdose. God is good and I overdose. Rehab, I'm overdope.
word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me, word all over me, word all over, word all over me.
Okay, I'm on it every day, every day. Okay, I'm on it every day, word all over me. Okay, I'm in it every day. It's a war.
Yo, yo, we back. Yada the King Radio. This is your boy, Don Christian. And listen, listen, we're talking on the topic of the day, which is bondage. And I got this topic of the day, man, while God was, he just woke me up early in the morning. He was just like, man, I want you to talk about bondage. Obviously, God does not want to keep people in bondage, but I feel like a lot of people in the kingdom right now, even outside the kingdom, they are in bondage and they don't know it, or they willingly choose bondage. And you say, why, how can somebody willingly choose bondage? Well, check it out, man. When the Israelites left Egypt, they were in the wilderness. And in that wilderness, things got tough. Things were a little bit too hard for them. They were like, man, I don't know how we're going to make it. We're hoping to get to the promised land. We've been out here for a minute. And some of the people were like, man, Moses, we see, basically this is what they said. We see that God is providing. We see that God is giving us everything we need, but we don't want that. We would rather go back into bondage, into Egypt. Now, when you think about this statement they made, I have to say this, man. Some people like to be in bondage, whether they recognize it or not, or even some people might say it out. Some people are thinking about going back to the world, which was bondage for them, because it seemed like they were having a good time. And like sin is pleasing for a season, but after that, sin will hold you in bondage. So what are we going to talk about? Sin holding you in bondage. How does it hold you in bondage? When you sin, each time you sin, you allow that to take control over you. You allow the enemy to have a foothold. The Bible says, do not give the devil any foothold. Basically, don't even let the devil be able to grab your heel to keep you somewhere. How does he keep you in bondage? He keeps you in bondage by guilt. He keeps you in bondage by saying, hey, man, you need it. It's like almost like an addiction. Sometimes the stuff that we deal with, they are so addictive. The sin is so addictive that you are in bondage. And unless you release that to God, you ask for forgiveness, you repent, which means to turn away from that thing, you will be in bondage. Now, how do we get free from bondage? I just gave you some of the keys. Also, to remain free from bondage, we have to be in the Word of God. If we're not in the Word of God, if we're not cultivating our relationship with God, we are going to be people that are in bondage. And it's very important that we understand that God does not want you to be in bondage. God doesn't. He said in the scriptures, he said that we're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And that doesn't just apply to finances. I know a lot of people hear that scripture and they only put that towards their finances, but God is a God that wants you to be free. The Bible says that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. The devil, he comes to kill, steal, destroy. That's his job. And as he's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives, he keeps them in bondage. But you can be free. You have the keys to be free. And I'm going to do this, man. If you need prayer, you feel like you've been dealing with something, I would say get an accountability partner, somebody that's serious about God, serious about the Word of God, and serious about living a holy life pleasing unto God. Have them get linked up with them, but also give us a call, 425-243-4285, and hit us up so we can chop it up. Or text us, man. We would love to just hear some input. So if this is impacting your life, let us know, man. This is really what we're here for. It's more than just a radio show. It's really about impacting the world, impacting lives for the King of all Kings, the one that we yada. You did. And his name is Jesus Christ. This is the Warrior Don Christian. I'm out of here. Tell somebody it's going down. Get the Yada the King app so you can take us around town. All right, here we go.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta, ayadada, ayadada. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yadada, shabakta,
Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.uine-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep it ready.
Yada Da King Radio.